May 24, 2021, it's Waff Pete Rose Show.
Thank you.
Watt for Pedro Show. Happy Monday. Started off with Why Was I Born? John Coltrane. Then Liquid Pennies with Secret Dash. No, Secrets, plural, Watt. Secrets Dash. Like some kind of race. Brother Matt for Love God, a couple of myself. Pleasure Point, still quit in quarantine mode. But I'm not totally man alone because of those Estonian software engineers with their Skype invention. I got Brother Chaz and his Liquid Penny bandmate. Well, not all of them.
Hello.
We're missing some of the Liquid Penny band members.
We're happy to be here.
Yeah, but we're missing one, right?
We're missing
drummer couldn't make it.
Drummer man, and which is the heart of a fucking band.
We're
that's
sorry.
The one cat you don't want to lose. Even that's what always tripped me out about that first Clash album. They don't have the drummer on the cover.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
That's true.
Fuck that. And I'll tell you, the biggest fuck up the Minutemen did was not having George Hurley at the front of the stage like I've been doing the last 20 years. Putting him in the guy in the rear with a bunch of gear. Fuck that. Put him up front, downstage. This is the heart of rhythm music. Don't be in denial. Yeah, that. Well, Watt's a slow learner. Okay. So, who wants to go first? Chaz? Or
sure.
Any of your band members? Because what I want to do is I want to go through each one of yours, short, abbreviated version of your history through music.
Of course.
Okay, Chaz, your earliest musical recollection, please.
Well, my first recollection of music was I would say Chuck E. Cheese, the animatronic performers there. There was a fake Elvis one, and there was also a fake Beach Boys one. And
also a fake gigantic mouse.
Yeah.
I think that's Mr. Fucking Cheese.
Right. Yeah, lip sync to these songs, and so I, you know, thought Elvis was a giant lion kind of thing, you know? That was, and then I really liked the music, too, and my parents had those records. So that's some of my first. I think, you know, Elvis is definitely one of the first, some of the first music that I remember hearing. And
probably because your folks, because for younger people, Elvis is like fucking buttload of years ago. But
it's
the man could sing. The man could sing
is
one reason why on tour once he stopped in Tupelo at the little church. He learned how to sing it. Now, was there any instruments in the pad you grew up in, Jazz?
Yeah, so I had like kind of like percussion stuff, and I didn't actually get a guitar until middle school, but I played the clarinet. I picked that up later on.
In school, it was part of the school, like marching band.
Yeah, school band in like sixth grade through middle school, and then into high school a little bit.
But your parents, they were more like listeners and not players?
Yeah, okay. Without a doubt. You
okay.
know,
that's all right.
My
you know,
dad
I mean,
was a he
no, here,
was
here, Chaz.
A aficionado, but yeah.
Let me explain to you. No. Nobody picks where they come from. So that's why I like to hear everybody's story, because how we got to today is always a trip to me.
It is. Yeah.
So, what was the first record you bought with your own money?
The first record I bought with my own money.
Yeah, remember, it's a Watt for Pedro show. There's no hard questions and there's no wrong answers.
Yeah, I know. It is, when you try and look back thinking which one, you know, I actually kind of like received and which one I actually like went out and spent money on. But
yeah, because when you're a kid, right, you don't have a lot of money. So when you spend money, it's important. Yeah.
I was really into like some of the hip hop and rap stuff. It was probably like a like LL Cool J CD.
And what was the first gig you went and saw?
Yeah.
What was the first gig you went and saw?
The first gig was a local gig in.
It's all right. Music's music.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be out of town to be any good.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I,
look, how'd you get on the guitar? How'd that happen?
So, guitar, I kind of started listening to some more guitar-based music and kind of getting into punk rock and stuff, and I
Why does punk rock have to be guitar music? You know, in the early days of the scene, I can give you a little insight because I was there. And it was anything. Some dudes fucking tap. Falco played a power chainsaw. You know, the Screamers didn't even have a guitar guy in the band. Neither did No Mercy. Nervous Gender only a little bit. But anyway, I think I know what you're talking about, because by the time hardcore comes, it is fast guitar. But I'm telling you, in the 70s, the movement was like whatever the fuck you could get away with.
Uh-huh. I hope we get back to it.
Yeah! that's a man I want to fucking follow. Okay, so because of the music you're listening to determines what you want to play. Because rap, right. There's not so much guitar in rap.
No, not a whole lot. But I do see, you know, there was some maybe similarities between, like...
Well, you know, the Beastie Boys...
punk music and well, that. And,
well, no, Beastie Boys was a hardcore band that went over to rap.
Sure.
And then they kind of did their version of Black Flag's TV party, and they had a guy playing electric guitar even while they were still rapping.
Oh, yeah, they're all incredible musicians. All around, yeah.
Was it really Adam Yauch? He taught all those
Yeah,
guys.
So there's a crossover. And especially with, you know, skateboarding and snowboarding and stuff like that. That was kind of from watching videos and the songs and those, that's how I connected. And to, you know, your music as well, the first places that I heard a lot of some of the older stuff. And then you start to see where, like, you know, the stuff that was going on then was influenced by and working your way back and then just wanting to do it myself. And I grew up in Anchorage, Alaska. So there wasn't a lot of like bands coming up there as much. So we had our own little like music scene and a reason to like want to play and perform for my friends. And
sure,
you know,
sure. So what was the first guitar you got?
It's a classical nylon string.
Take lessons or did you teach yourself?
I took a few lessons. I took a few like introductory lessons, learning like the basic chords. And I actually went back to that same teacher years later.
Great.
And learned a few like a few things about jazz theory. And, but very sporadic. I mostly have taught myself.
Like listening to songs on the records and that's how me and D Boone learned.
Yeah.
Although there was a dude who showed us a lot. There's nothing like a cat who another musician who can turn a musician on to shit. That's a great, great gift.
Without a doubt, yeah.
And, so what about the thing after school? I'm not talking graduate, but in the afternoon. Did you have the bedroom band, the basement band, the garage band?
Yeah. So we had my first band was called Blackout. And we were just like a kind of fast, loud band and had to be finished before my dad would get home from work.
What, with practice? Did you guys ever do a gig?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what was
the first gig like?
Oh, the first gig was at a place called Cuddy Park where we do these like kind of punk rock barbecues with a generator and... it was great. We didn't have a bassist. It was just a guitar, and I was on vocals, and then we had a drummer, and it was a blast. And,
it was a success.
Yeah.
That first gig was a success.
It was, yeah.
Okay, that's really great. Was. That's great, because sometimes the first gig ain't a success. You know, like skateboard.
Oh, yeah.
You were talking about skateboarding, right? It's hard to, like, start pulling ollies on the first fucking go around.
It's not going to happen, at least.
You're really lucky. Look, I want to play Like Bees. Thank you.
kill a lot less animals than Ted Nugent. He does, I think he has a house in Alaska, which is where I'm from. So, some osmosis going on there.
Please, land, make it simple. O land, give me life where the dead leaves crunch beneath foot as dawn breaks and spills over the grasslands. Land, give me birdsong that showers the edges of trees, resting on the fingertips of branches long enough to let them hold a piece of the horizon. Land, give me wind that shakes the edges of the sky and blows over the borders. Old land, give me a river to run through me, let the moss grow upon my back. Land, call me sun and moon, tell me when to rise and fall, draw an axis upon my body and map out my edges. O land, let the birds nest upon my shoulders and the creatures burrow beneath my spine. Let life grow out of me and make it simple. Please, land, make it simple. Please, land, make it simple.
Dropped her intellect and requested silence before dying. No echoes, no predictions, no knowledge, no nostalgic interference. Silence from words, from intricacies of language, from nuance and suggestion, fact and interpretation. Silence to feel the sway, the rhythm, the pulse that makes up the makeup. No more words now, she whispered, and dropped her intellect, like dropping a robe, falls to the floor with so many creases. She picked up the air between us, tore it into a thousand pieces, which fell as ashes do, and exclaimed, I don't need the longing. I don't need the longing that this belonging is bringing. She held me tighter, tighter still, enveloped me with her might, and leaned down to whisper in my ear. And out crept a silence I never would forget. No more words now. Now is the time for going. Her intellect like a rave and requested silence before dying. No echoes, no predictions, no knowledge, no nostalgic interference. Silence from knowledge, from intricacies of language, from nuance, from suggestion, facts, and interpretation. It demands, wants, needs not met. And a seemingly infinite draw of longing for those who we consider to be a limb, an extension of ourselves.
I'm not afraid to
Walk from Pedro Show. That was Liquid Pennies. Tampa Sessions. Across the bay there, right? Like Bees. SLWCC Watt with Lip Service after that. Deke album. Sam, I've yet to meet the guy, but we made a whole album working on EP right now. Iowa City Cat. Beautiful. Decaf. Brand new. The engine runs, but everything else is failing. Well, ain't going to roll. Maybe you work on the brakes, though. Obama's printed after that, after Insect Lounge. Divine Providence from Sophie Asparum and Christopher Gregory. That's out of Derby, England. Trapper Shook, brand new. River Called Disaster. Revolver Flavor. Flavor's got the England spelling, but I don't know where they're from. Days. And finally, Liquid Pennies with 3, 4, and 5s. And now the violin player for Liquid Pennies, people. Zoe. Zoe, your earliest musical recollection, please.
I think it'd probably be, so my grandma was a concert pianist, and she started touring the world when she was probably like 7 or something. So she moved down here when I was around like 3 or 4, and she got us a little keyboard and started teaching us piano, me and my brother, like keyboard. Yeah. So that's probably my earliest.
Sure.
Memory.
Yeah. Now the yeah. people I've had on the show with piano lessons, a lot of stories of woe, a lot of nightmare. It seems like it depends on the teacher. How was your experience?
Yeah, mine wasn't too bad because I also, so I also started playing violin when I was around 6. So it wasn't like the main focus of like instruments, basically. And it was my grandma, so she, you know, she was strict, but, like, she was also my grandma, so she was sweet.
Right. So, Zoe, you had two yeah. teachers?
Huh?
You had two teachers?
So I had my grandma who was teaching me piano, but then I started taking violin lessons when I was 6. So that started to be, like, the main focus.
So you had one teacher that taught you two different things.
No, I had a different teacher for my violin. Yeah.
Yeah, Watt is a slow learner, but that's why I asked you. So, one teacher, default, you love because it's your grandma. The other teacher was not a dick.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
that's happened.
Yeah.
Now the violin is for school, right?
So, actually, I didn't really do it through school. I was okay. kind of maybe the weird one.
No, it's all right. Did you do choir?
I did do choir, yeah. I did a lot of singing stuff in school, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Now, what was the first record you bought yourself?
So, I think it was a couple. I bought, like, the Styx album and the Kansas album because I liked the cover art and I wanted to put it up in my room. I didn't have a record player yet. And then I brought it home and my mom was like, oh, like, cause my mom is a bassist in a band, in high school. And she was like, oh, they were one of my favorite bands. Like, and then I finally got a record player to listen to and I was like, hey, okay. I kind of like this. So
there's musicians in your family.
Yeah.
Of course your grandma.
Yeah.
But your mother played bass. That's interesting.
Yeah, so my mom played bass in high school, and then I think she played some kind of wind instrument as well. But then her focus was on art in college. She was an artist and became graphic designer.
Yeah,
so,
but I could see her wanting to encourage you with music. That's fucking happening.
Yeah.
Could you remember the first gig you saw?
The one that comes to mind is really embarrassing because I was in middle school with my, like, middle school, like, girlfriends and stuff. It was, like, Ally and AJ, the, like, Disney Channel, like, sister duo.
There's a lot of shit you can't pick, Zoe. Don't worry about it. It just happens, you know.
No, that was it.
Now, you know, rock and roll ain't so much a violin. It is a piano music. That's what's the big jive thing about it being guitar, because it actually started on piano. But did you do any rock and roll bands in grade school, high school?
So I tried to. Because I didn't do violin, I just took private lessons for violin. And I didn't do it through school because I just didn't really like the idea of, like, symphony and orchestra and stuff. And so I did try and be in a couple bands. I started playing with this guy who was into Arcade Fire, and we were trying to get something together, but it just like didn't feel quite right to me. So that kind of fell through. I tried. That was my goal.
So is Liquid Pennies like one of your first bands?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
That's bitching. That's beautiful, you Chaz. Now there's a third member, right?
Correct. Hey, Mike, this is Dylan.
Hey, Dylan. Now, what do you work?
I'm a fellow four stringer like yourself.
Whoa, okay. There's only four because they're bigger.
Yeah, it makes it easier on me.
Okay, your earliest musical recollection, please, Dylan.
Earliest musical recollection, I grew up going to a lot of, like, camping blues festivals and kind of bluegrass stuff with my parents. So more than individual music experiences, it was just kind of blurs of, you know, weekends and tents with campfires and a bunch of bands.
Now, you said bigger strings are bigger, but, man, at first they were hard on me because they fucking hurt.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe how big they were, because I thought a bass was
railroad ties, right?
Fucking cables for bridges. I thought it was a guitar with skinnier neck. I was wrong, because arena rock, we were so fucking far away. Okay, so what was the first record you bought yourself?
When I was about 14, 15, I remember going into a CD shop. And so my first ones were CDs, but I scooped up Rancid.
Yeah, the medium doesn't matter, you know, collection of songs.
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, my first two I bought in the same day was Rancid's Indestructible album and Sublime Self-Titled. Those were pretty impressionable on me from like 14 to 16.
California, West Coast.
That's right.
Okay, now, what was the first, you told me you saw these gigs, the blues stuff and the bluegrass stuff, so that was your first music. Now, did you do any school music? Were you in the choir or the marching band or shit like that?
No, not really.
Okay. I just asked because some schools got rid of the fucking arts and music. They think it's not important, you know, so that's why I always ask that. Now, what about what got you on the fucking bass, before I ask you what happened after school? How'd you get on that bass?
Well, I was on guitar for a whole long time.
Okay, how'd you get on guitar?
Just kind of scooped one when I was, like, 16. Got one for Christmas from the parents. Little knockoff Squire or something.
What, was it random?
It out of the box and sticking it in the ceiling fan as soon as I took it out.
Yeah, but Dylan, did you ask for it, or was it just a random gift?
Oh, no, I wanted it.
Why did you want it? Why did you want to jump on that?
Wanted in on the action.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, there was already 5 million other dudes who wanted in the action, that's why you got on bass, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Man, that was just like the old days. No one wanted to rock the fucking bass.
Yeah, Pennies is kind of my first foray into bass, but glad I don't have to play guitar in this one to keep up with Chaz.
Okay. No, you look good making Chaz look good. I love politics and bass. I love politics and bass. You know what I mean? But, also, you feel it more than you hear it. But, man, we need the guitar people. We need the violin people. We need the keyboard. And we damn need the drummer.
Yeah.
So, that, you know, one thing about especially ensemble music, it's about the team, right?
Without a doubt.
Yeah. It's about the team. The man alone music, woman alone music, that's kind of its own thing. When you got an ensemble, you want to make an interesting conversation, I think, in my opinion.
Without a doubt.
All right. We're at the end of the first hour here. May 24, 2021. This is Pedro's special gig. Guests, 3/4 of Liquid Pennies. Hold tight for hour two. May 24, 2021. It's the second hour of the Pedro's show.
Thank you.
Why for Pedro show start off the second hour with Liquid Pennies doing Distance. No NCE there, people. That's NTS. Hanson Potiker after that. Dark Matter. Blood Quartet, brand new out of Barcelona with Jandek. Well, he called himself the representative of Corwood Industry. I got to do two gigs with him. But I guess that they did a tune dedicated to interesting cat. There was a whole documentary. You know, there was a lot of mystery with that guy before he started doing gigs.
Mm.
Yeah, all during the 80s. And A is for Acne from Lucas Sabella in Sydney. And then finally, Liquid Pennies. Second person. Which is a way of telling a story. He said, he said, he said. But we want some first. Exactly. We want some first person. resource, yeah. Regarding Liquid Pennies, let's talk about how this project got, or actually band, right, got together.
Sure.
Bring it.
When I moved to St. Pete in 2015, and I started playing with our drummer JJ, just kind of messing around, jamming.
How'd you meet JJ?
I'm sorry?
How'd you meet JJ?
He was a friend, like kind of a mutual friend. And
just moved to town and, hey, I know drums, come on.
Yeah, it was just kind of a very fortunate, coalescence. We vibed really well and kind of just started playing, and I kind of started getting more into writing songs, structured songs, and we kind of just started doing that, and we were playing with a keyboardist at the time that was our low end.
About the left hand.
Yeah. Like a Doors kind of thing.
Yeah, right, right. Also, when I saw Sammy Hagar sing with Ronnie Montrose, they had their organ man doing the bass with his left hand.
Oh, really?
I think Seeds did that shit, too. Yeah, a lot of, some people always try to cut the fucking bass player out, you know. But when people do that, I always think of that poor, lonely kick drum.
Yeah, the poor kick drum. It is different in that format, too. And, I played in bands with just guitars, too, and it is a different kind of, without that real, it makes a huge difference, and I always have preferred having that.
How long did the keyboard last?
We kind of did a few demos, but we didn't really play out besides playing at, like, a couple of our friends' house shows. So when that kind of period ended, JJ and I met Dylan at a record store. We went to a show at a record store, and Dylan and JJ kind of knew each other from them both playing in bands around this area. And, we jammed, and it was vibing well, and we already kind of had songs set up, and that was kind of where it established itself as actually being a band, and we decided we were gonna, start trying to do gigs
a power trio.
Yeah, yeah.
And the keyboard fell by the wayside.
Yep. Yeah.
Bass won in the end.
Yeah.
Way to go, Dylan. I want to play Content. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
for Pedro Show. That was Content from Liquid Pennies. So tell me about the first Liquid Pennies gig. That wasn't, I guess that there was that stuff at the friend's house, but that was the version with the keyboard, right?
Right.
So what's the first version with the missing drummer and Dylan?
Yeah, so we played a tattoo shop here called Lucky You Tattoo. And they have a really awesome setup for live music at night. They, you know, shut down the shop and do shows there. So it was us and a band from Orlando called the Bubble Boys and another band from here called Sonic Graffiti. Just those guys are killer band. And then a solo artist that Lisa that had a band that played too. So it was a fun kind of like wide range of people, and it was a good turnout. It's just kind of in like a strip mall, but like, you know, a bunch of people just showed up to see the music, you know.
And nobody threw shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one of those DIY venues in a tattoo shop in a strip mall in Florida that's brought in shockingly good bands.
I've played buttloads of strip malls in Florida, believe me.
You get surprised everyone.
Yeah, no. I've had a lot of good gigs. And I've played strip malls here in SoCal. I played strip
There's
malls
a lot of strip
all over
malls
the fucking
general,
place.
So the
yeah, that, you know
are,
what I mean?
High probabilities. You
Anybody who's going to judge a gig before it happens is an asshole. You got to let the gig happen. If it turns out shitty, okay, it was. But don't ahead of time say it's fucked.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah you can't call it that early.
Right, because there's enough negativity and shit and reasons mm-hmm. for not wanting to make music. Do gigs, whatever, write songs, fucking express yourself, whatever the fuck. We ain't going to go that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. That's one of the reasons I do the show here. So that was a success. I asked because I've had lots of shit thrown at me. I've had a lot of negative reaction at gigs. It's good to know you had a good one.
Yeah. That's
okay.
What I perceived
now,
from
now, this other band, this other version of the band was doing demos. Now, does this new Power Trio version of the band start to do demos? And when does Zoe get fucking brought in?
Yeah, so I really got into recording a lot when I first moved here as well. So I was doing a lot of my own just kind of stuff at home. I got a Tascam 4-track cassette thing. So we were kind of trying to, like, record stuff that way kind of throughout, and we did it a lot of different demos that you know, it took us a while to kind of land on some stuff that we liked, but our first album was just all, you know, that's kind of how we did it. We did the drums and the bass on the 4-track and kind of did the overdubs on the computer and stuff, but it was kind of a blurry line between actually recording and like demoing stuff too, because we were trying to document it as we were going the whole time and kind of learning the hard way what works and what doesn't.
Well, speaking of hard way, what about touring?
So we haven't done any like extensive touring. We've played around Florida, so we've done some gigs.
But you know what? I got to tell the listeners out here. Touring Florida is pretty big because it's bent like it is. You think it's small, way smaller than it really is.
Very true.
There's at least 5-7 gigs, and they're spread out, man.
Yep. Yeah, you can cover a lot of ground.
And I always do. I always try to do at least 3 or 4, you know, if I'm going to go down that way, especially Miami. I mean, you know, there used to be alligator. Well, there still is alligator alley, but that used to be 100 miles of nothing.
Right.
Now they got, I think, a gas station in between, but
it's filling in a bit.
Yeah, it's filling in a little bit.
Airboat rides by the Gators.
Right. But I mean, there's places to play. That's a really neat thing about Florida. You know, it's like a Texas, it's like a California. There's a lot of gigs.
Sure, lots of options, lots of good cities here. Yeah.
So you never did that, because that's one way of trying to get the band sound right, doing gigs.
Yeah.
And what happens is, what I found usually is, you wear out your welcome in the hometown, so that's why I got a kind of tour.
Take it elsewhere, yeah. Yep, and, you know, it's we were kind of on that, we had that momentum kind of going. We had gone to, like, Orlando and Tallahassee last February, and then, you know, everything kind of just stopped.
Yeah, we know the situation, yeah.
Yeah, so that was just...
But you were talking 2015.
We were ready for it, but...
You were talking 2015 and shit, so I was actually talking about before the situation.
Yeah. Yeah, we, you know, the gigs we were playing, we kind of would have a period where we weren't playing because we were recording our stuff. But, yeah, it was definitely getting to that point where we were ready to start hitting the road.
Well, when did you get Zoe?
Yeah, so, Chaz and I met Dylan. Well, I knew. So I was neighbors with this girl that Dylan was friends with. And she just invited me to this brewery where there was going to be like a show. And I was supposed to do something else that night, actually, but my friends weren't responding quickly. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to go to this thing. And then Chaz and I met, and we just, like, started talking and stuff. And, yeah, I feel like that's pretty much how it happened. We realized we were both, like, into music. We're like, yeah, let's see if I can be a part of this thing. So.
Yeah, 2019.
Yeah,
a couple years ago, yeah.
Yeah, because you never had heard her play yet, right, Chaz?
I feel like we started doing something. We kind of, like, tried to jam some, like, acoustic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so we were doing that for a little bit, and then he was like, yeah, you know, do you want to try this out? You know, I hadn't done too much, like, electrified stuff, but I was, like, interested. You know, that's always what I wanted to do and not, like, symphony stuff. You know, I wanted to try and, like...
Well, Zoe, you said you had that Styx in Kansas record.
Yeah.
Kansas had a violin dude.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I'm super into the idea of, like, violin and a rock band. I'm like, that's just so cool and unique, you know? Like, yeah, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
And music is music. Fuck, you could do it on spoons. You could do it on Alabama sausage whistle.
Yeah,
look,
definitely.
We're at the end of the second hour, May 24, 2021 edition, Wapito Show, special guest Liquid Pennies. Hold tight for hour three. May 24, 2021. It's the third hour of the Wapito Show.
Destination, slowly
Live from Pedro show. We start off the third hour with Liquid Pennies doing What Fun. Heinbach after that was Sagan. Liquid Pennies were left. These are the long jams. I didn't ask you, where did you get the name Liquid Pennies?
You know, it's kind of hard to pinpoint, but it's kind of like a metallic taste, like a taste thing. Sure, yeah.
When I first did PCP, that's what it tastes like in my mouth.
Uh-huh,
like
exactly.
Fucking metal, aluminum foil. And they were telling us it was pure THC, and we bombed that shit for like a month, and we said, fuck this. black dust, yeah.
And, that's probably a good decision.
So this was back in the late 70s. Let me ask you about how Liquid Penny songs come together, because you keep talking about demos. Do you write stuff for the band, or is it a collaborative thing?
It is, at least it has been, a lot of my writing the framework for the song and then kind of coming to the band and structuring it out and maybe, you know, coming up with a little bit more of the rhythmic and dynamic parts of the songs after. But yeah, again, with just recording, I've been trying to, record things, when I'm doing that too. So there is just a reference point and people can listen back to them and kind of, we can establish a thing and, work on it in between us seeing each other as well. But,
well, let me ask you about words.
Yeah.
How they get there.
I don't know if I can even, describe it. I mean, it's just...
Well, for example, one time, me and D. Boone tried this 5 or 6 times. Here, you write a line, I'll write a line.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it didn't work that much.
Back and forth. Yeah. Yeah, I found that, you know, I just kind of do it, and it happened I write a song probably monthly at this point, and usually it's a melody, and then I'll kind of like write words fitting the, that's usually how I do it
you write the words to the music that you've written.
Exactly.
You're not one of those cats that carry around a notebook with a buttload of words that are looking for music.
Yeah, no, that's it has become a lot, because I've been trying to focus a little bit more on melody and from singing melodies and maybe getting sounds from singing melodies, maybe coming up with words, and also just, you know, the feeling or what I'm wanting to do with the song, is obviously gonna influence that as well. But, it is a very hard thing to articulate.
Do the other members ever bring in their tunes?
I started doing some of the, word stuff for, I don't know if it was anyone's on this album, but...
Secret Stash.
Secret Stash. I do a bit of songwriting. So for my, part, my echo vocal parts, I wrote the little secondary melody and lyrics for that. So I've been starting to get into that a little bit.
It's kind of like a collab.
Right. Yeah. We've been doing, you know, and What Fun too. Zoe wrote the, you know, her parts on the chorus. So we've been kind of doing this, like some call and response or like a dialogue between us and the songs a little bit more.
Yeah. Or the harmony. Yeah. Since I did, chorus and I did a couple acapella groups in high school and in college, so I can naturally do a third harmony pretty easily, so I'll make up the harmonies as
well. Are you guys aware of a SoCal punk band called X?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, Xzine and John Doe, in fact Xzine is from Florida, I think.
Really?
I can't remember which town, but originally, yeah. And John Doe's Baltimore, New York City. They're actually East Coasters, right? A lot of West Coast people. It's okay. Country's big enough, we can move anywhere we want. It's all right.
Sure.
But anyway, they do a lot of that harmony kind of trippy thing that's really signature for the band.
Yeah. And, you know, X scenes, her harmony, yeah, they just get these incredible. There's nothing like their voices to get. Divine of Western Civilization. So yeah, I think that's when I first
Johnny Hit and Run Pauline.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Kicking so both good. Doors open. Yeah. I want to play here from you guys. Can't.
Naked.
Salt.
Liza.
Drum kits.
Spam.
Don't call.
Panties.
Vicky.
Fuck naked.
Salt.
Liza.
Drum kits.
Spam.
Don't call.
I'm just a girl, an ordinary girl, a girl that's trying to make it on her own. I've got a flat, a garden level flat, okay, a basement flat to call my home. It's pretty in a city, and to live alone is gloomy, so that's why I'm posting here. I'm looking for a roomie. I'm looking for a roomie. Living in the city now, I'm trying to be urban. I'm down with every gender and with yarmulkes and turbans. I'm not all that particular or wedded to perfection. I just want criminality a smidge below detection. I'm looking for a roomie. I'm looking for a roomie, someone courteous and clean. I like the one I'm picking out. Previous six.
Liar. Drag it.
Not another circuit prone to public self-abuse. Not another Courtney always quoting Dr. Seuss. Not another Vicky who is vegan to a fault. She hoarded nuts and berries and gave up caffeine and salt. Till one weekend something snapped and some longing breached the dam. I found her bang in the yard, smeared head to toe in spam. And buck naked, buck naked, buck naked. I'm just a girl. An ordinary girl, a girl from the plainest closet cut. I have a flat to share, austere and clean and spare. Please call me, please call me. But no pets, no smokers, no practical jokers, no phobias, no allergies, no sleepovers, no parties, no drugs, no drink, anything else. Let me think. If you listen to Metallica, don't call if you come with a well-used drum kit. Don't call if your mother's a neo-Nazi. Don't call if you wish you were Liza Minnelli. Don't call if your boyfriend likes to strut around the house in my panties.
Because of bed bugs, if your address is now your car, if you got an imaginary friend or poop with the door ajar, if you're partial to Stephen Sondheim whenever you're feeling down and take on a hangdog distant look, then bellow, send in the clowns. Or think a train's the perfect place to amass your fallen hair, or if you're seeing perpetually plays the best of Sonny and Cher. Don't call, don't call.
An ordinary girl, plain and average, that's my strongest suit. I got a flat and share, would love to have you there. Would you someone who's celibate and mute?
Don't call, don't call, don't call, don't call.
Live from Pedro Show. Started last chunk of music for this edition with Liquid Pennies doing Camp. And then Veda Hill from Vancouver, Canada. Not Washington State. Yeah, there's one right on the border. You get confused, people. I don't know why they that's probably why they did. Roommate. Now, this lady, Veda Hill, she went and took the way, you know how she gets her lyrics? From Craigslist. People write some fucked up shit. Okay. Or requests, right? They request some fucked up shit. Liquid Pennies, finally, with Dissolver. I thought, you know, what better way to end than to dissolve, right? Now, I'm not saying, you know, act like a snail, let me put salt all over you. Or a slug, right? I don't want that. I don't want that. But I do want to know some guesses you might have about your future. Like, what's your next plans?
Yeah, we're really excited to get back to playing gigs after not doing it for this long. So that's kind of our immediate thing. We're playing a couple of gigs in July, and then we've been writing new music and kind of we've just been coming up with new stuff. So we're gonna try and record, and we're gonna play some new music out live.
Chaz, are you still using the 4-track and then overdubbing with the pewter?
You know, I've been trying to go to the computer.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a lot easier. And, you know, I found with the tape, the speed of the tape,
yeah,
you know, an issue.
A little bit of hiss. So, a little bit of hiss, too.
Yeah, exactly. So, no, we've got a good little spot, like our practice pad.
Yeah.
We can have everything kind of like set up to where we get a good live recording and we'll have a good, you know.
Sure. I love people doing their own shit. I mean, it's possible these days, you know.
It is, yeah.
Very fucking, like Buddy Rich would say, that is very fucking possible.
Without a doubt, yeah.
Yeah. Now, so gigs, getting another record together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about video?
Yeah, so, I mean, we did our last, the music video for Camp, kind of independently, and Secret Stash as well.
Yeah.
We've done several of them. I do a lot of, like, time-lapse photography.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I asked you about it, because I dig it.
Yeah.
You're very creative on that end, too. And where can people find you on the internet?
So, you can find us on, all the streaming stuff.
No, but you have your own website is what I'm asking you, Chaz.
Yeah. I would say, either our YouTube channel or our, our Instagram or Facebook.
But you don't have your own website yourself.
Nope.
Okay. Oh, you're part of all the corporate stuff. You know, look. Whenever you put flyers up on a telephone pole, you're not AT&T, I understand, you know. But it is good, like, the way I relate it is like a fanzine.
Right.
Right? Nobody gets in between you and what you want to fucking write. That's why I think having your own website's good. Sure, get the word out to all them other places. Staple up your flyers on every fucking telephone pole there is.
Sure,
but have your own fanzine, too, so you can't get censored out of the world.
Love doing flyers. We still do those for our shows.
Gary Floyd from the Dicks told me they did that before they even had a band. That's what made them had to finally make a band because they told everybody they had one. Man, look, I love having you on the show. Big honor. When you get this next album done, when you come back on, we can play it and talk about it.
We'd love to do that, Mike. Okay. We are so honored to be on here and appreciate you giving us the time to talk about our music.
Yeah, of course, Chaz, and Zoe, and Dylan, and the missing drummer man.
It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, absolutely. Liquid Pennies, keep on keeping on. People, it's been May 24, 2021, and this is Wap Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.